There's a lot of talk about how more and more young people are leaving rural communities like ours. However, there has been little talk of what a different demographic, those between 30 and 49 years old, have been doing. A new study from the University of Minnesota finds that these folks have increasingly been moving to rural places. We're joined now by Ben Winchester. He's a research fellow at the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Community Vitality. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the study? What did it find?
Sure. We've been looking at population demographics here within the state of Minnesota for a number of years. And in the rural development work, we found that the language is dominated by this type of deficit view of rural areas. So we consistently look at things like out-migration and the quote-unquote brain drain of our 18 to 25-year-old kids. And while it's true that our kids do leave, anywhere between 30 to 60% of our rural youth leave for either metropolitan counties or for college counties, we do at the same time witness an increase of people aged 30 to 49 moving into rural places.
Why did you decide to do this study?
Well, as a rural sociologist, I am not an agricultural rural sociologist, and there's been a lot of population increase in our rural areas. The recent census that came out documented again that not only do we lose people living in rural area as a percentage of the United States population, but the rural population has actually increased. So the number of people living in rural areas has gone up in the past really 40 years, but it hasn't gone up as fast as it has in urban areas. So my mission here has been trying to find data that provides some useful information to our local decision makers regarding assets that we can build upon and some of these trends that paint a positive picture of our small towns that we tend not to hear about in everyday life.
When you talk about rural, we certainly have a range of rural communities in the state of Minnesota, from farming communities to northern Minnesota types of communities. Are there any trends with those two?
Well, definitely in northern Minnesota and north central Minnesota, the recreational amenities paint a different picture than they do in, say, southwestern Minnesota. And what's interesting about this research is even in southwestern Minnesota, where we witness an overall population decline, there's still an increase in the number of people aged 30 to 49 moving into those rural communities. And we do find the same trend in north central and northeastern Minnesota as well, but the numbers are a little bit bigger in those areas. So this has definitely been information that's been useful to folks, especially in the southwestern part of the state where it's been a struggle to find good news.
So what does this mean for rural communities like ours? How can we use this information?
Well, folks are using this information right now. We've got overall nationally this trend has been occurring too, and there's been somewhat of a preference for what I'll call low-density living, where people don't want to live in the core metropolitan areas. So even in Hennepin and Ramsey County, this is not well known, but you know those two counties have a very difficult time holding on to people over the age of 35. And we find that these dynamics bring people out to rural places. So what we do is bring this information out to rural communities, and we've been working on marketing campaigns and making sure our real estate agents are involved in helping to identify the communities that people are looking for. People are busy in their everyday life, and it's useful to help help kind of handhold these folks who may have an interest in living in rural areas to locate the community that they're most interested in, whether it's looking for a certain job or a certain home or a certain school system. There are definitely things we can do to help put rural Minnesota on the map for these newcomers.
If we're interested in finding out more about this study and how it applies, how do we find out about that?
Sure. We invite you to visit the University of Minnesota Extension webpage, and that is at extension.umn.edu. And we have a specific page put up there on all of this brain gain research, and that is at extension.umn.edu/community/brain-gain.
We're speaking with research fellow Ben Winchester from the University of Minnesota Extension's Center for Community Vitality. The university recently released a study that finds that 30 to 49-year-olds are increasingly moving to rural communities. Anything else you want to add, Ben?
Well, I think it's good to balance. You know, we know that we're losing these kids, and we've termed that the brain drain. But at the same time, we need to be careful about the language we use, and that's why we've been using the positive language of brain gain to reflect the reality that these newcomers are coming in with high job skills, high levels of experience, and high levels of education.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Certainly my pleasure. Thank you.